So as a nation, it is well known we are massive dog lovers, and often people consider their dog to be a member of the family. Yet according to new research out today, many pet owners are overindulging and feeding potentially damaging food to their dogs, maybe putting them at risk of obesity, which of course is damaging to their health. Now I'm joined in the studio today by TV chef Lisa Faulkner and Hannah Poyle, who is a pet food expert. Hello to you both.
Hi. Hello. There.
Lisa, should we start with you? Do you just want to talk us through these findings? Because they surveyed over 2,000 UK dog owners and they found some shocking discoveries.
They did, yes. It was carried out by Royal Canin, and they found out that the average dog is being overfed by 54,000 calories a year, which is the equivalent of a human eating 402 burgers, which is quite a lot.
That's staggering.
And they also found out what sort of calorific foods us dog owners are feeding our animals, including crisps, sausage rolls, cake, hot dogs, ice cream, shepherd's pie, McDonald's and Chinese takeaway. So people are going from the table, or have this, and giving them a little bit of their dinners, thinking that they're being kind, but actually it's really not.
I think that's where the issue lies, isn't it? Because when you're at the table eating your dinner, if you've got a dog next to you looking up to you with those puppy dog eyes wanting some food, the first time you give that dog some food, every mealtime they're going to be there looking up at you with the same eyes wanting the food again. So that's where the root of the problem is.
It is. And I think we sort of, we over-humanise our pets. I'm really, really guilty of it. And I will not stop doing that, in the fact that I think she talks and she looks at me and she's saying stuff. And so therefore you're going, oh, go on, give you a little bit here and a little bit there. But actually we are sort of almost killing them with kindness, in the fact that we just want to love them. But actually the food, we're overfeeding them. And with obesity, it's not just about them just being fat. It means that there are so many health problems that they get because of that.
Now, Hannah, you are a pet food expert. Let's bring you in here, because as we said before, that these types of foods that we're feeding our dogs can be massively damaging. But what I think is the issue is the misconceptions of what people think they can actually feed their dogs, because we can't just feed them the same food that we would have ourselves.
No, not at all. And I think that seems to be the problem, is that people see their animals as very much part of the family, and rightly so, you know, they are. But what they're doing is giving them the human food, but actually they're giving it on top of the dog food as well. So they're getting sort of double the amount of calories, and that can lead to all sorts of different issues. You know, a joint sensitivity, for example, obviously the weight problem, digestive issues, all sorts of things like that. So yeah, feeding a dog food alongside a human diet from the table is really not the right way to go.
So I'm guessing, as a pet food expert, you can probably speak better than I can, but dog food, I'm guessing it's got the right amount of calories in it that a dog requires throughout the day. So if you're feeding that dog human food on top of that, then it's, like you said, it's excess calories, and they're obviously going to build up.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just about the calories, it's about, you know, the protein that they're getting, the fats that they're getting as well. So it's really, you know, we work really hard and have put a lot of science over 50 years into balancing a dog's diet and making sure we know what they need in what levels. And by feeding other stuff, you're really offsetting that balance. And, it's not necessary to do that.
Now, Lisa, if we delve a bit deeper into this research carried out by Royal Canin, you can find that almost half the dog owners said they don't really care that much about dog obesity. And not even just that, over a third of dog owners incorrectly think that dogs should get treats most days. So I'm guessing it comes down to attitudes, doesn't it, at the end of the day, when it comes to our pets?
Well, it does. And it's almost that thing of, I want to give them a treat, so I'm going to, because they deserve it every day. And I'm guilty of that. My dog has a little biscuit before she goes to bed every night, and she goes out, does a wee, and then comes in and has a biscuit and then goes to bed, and she knows her routine. And actually what's been fascinating talking to Hannah is that if you take you weigh out that food, the dry food that you're going to give them, and take out a little bit that you want to give as a treat, then you can then give them little bits of the food as a treat instead of something that's really bit high fat or not, you know, for human consumption, but not for dogs. So it's just about being more aware, I think. And as the research said, you're right that people say, we don't really care that they're a bit overweight, it doesn't matter. But actually what they forget is actually what comes with that are real health problems and vet's bills as well.
Yeah, and also it's worth noting that obesity, it's been proven recently that it can shorten your pet's life by 2.5 years, which nobody wants for their pet. You know, we want them to live long, healthy, happy lives as long as they can. So
exactly. And I think raising awareness is absolutely paramount to combating this issue. Now, we'll put all the information on the Stray FM website so people can find out more about what they should be feeding their dogs rather than the food that they are giving them at the moment. So, ladies, thank you very much for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.